Don, you're on the air on KLOS with Frank Sontag.
Good morning, Frank. It's a great pleasure to speak to you once again, despite the fact that the war has taken a toll on me. I'm not feeling so well because of it. Luckily, not really physically sick, but very emotionally sick. Very sick. And I wanted to talk to you tonight about the war and about protesting the war and different ways that people that feel that this war is the wrong course of action, the ways that people like myself and you or whoever can do something about it. Now, you know, I've gone to a few of these protests, and I have to be careful, I think, about how we talk about things, because, for example, if we wage war on war, to achieve peace, let's say, you know, we're going to an anti-war rally. So, you know, I would prefer to call it a peace vigil, but call it what you will, you know. We're out there screaming and literally screaming in the streets to whoever might be listening to stop the war. And yet, you know, deep down I know that, you know, that even me and all these thousands or millions of people worldwide are probably not going to stop the war that way. But we do it anyway. Luckily, here in America, we're free to do that, and that's a great thing.
When you say you do it anyway, why do you do it anyway? If you, in your belief system, think that it's not going to stop the war,
I don't know. I can't help it. You know, I'm outraged, and in order to you know, keep myself from feeling completely powerless, which is, you know, part of what's going on here. I feel compelled to go and do this. You know, I've done it before. I did it back in 91 when we bombed the hell out of their country before. And I was very upset back then, too, but I feel even worse now. And I don't know, Frank. It's a very, very disturbing thing. And, you know, luckily this time around we have internet, and we can get all types of other avenues for information besides major media. I've read some very, very disturbing things on the internet and seen a lot of pictures and stuff that aren't shown on TV, and you read a lot of different ideas. And, you know, one very disturbing one that I read today was one that talked about how Hitler rose to power and how similar the situation is here. Very, very a lot of similarities running around. And, to think that... people are dying. I mean, we all know there have been a lot of casualties, and there will continue to be casualties.
Well, you say we all know. I don't know who we all are, but the way this is being reported in a lot of the mainstream lens, there's a perception that's being perpetuated that somehow, you know, we're getting the surgical strike stuff again, and I don't hear a lot of, well, obviously there are scores of casualties.
Well, you know, there have been confirmed American casualties, and, you know, one of them, for example, today was a friendly fire incident where a Patriot accidentally hit a British plane. This kind of thing is going to happen more and more, and anyone that thinks that this is going to be a quick war is probably not correct. I foresee this going on for many months, if not several years. I mean, we're going to be in that country for a very long time. Regardless of whether they surrender quickly or not, it's a very, very dangerous, basically a trap that we're kind of walking into. I think it's very disconcerting. It's very upsetting. It's comparable, in my mind, to Vietnam, and something that I see is very sticky and very something that is going to get uglier before it gets any better. It's terrible, and I don't know, Frank. I'm glad that I can call you up and get your, you know, get your ear and talk to people. You know, it's hard to believe that I'm talking to probably thousands of people right now that are listening to this show. And anybody that doesn't know and wants to get alternative news on the radio, I can say KPFK 90.7 FM gives a very, very progressive view on this whole sad situation that we're in right now, this invasion of Iraq. You know, let's call it what it is. You know, the major media will sanitize this war. They will, you know, they will show you what they want to show you, and they, in all likelihood, won't show you what's really happening. And even if they do, you're not really getting it because you're not going to be able to smell the burning flesh.
Well, and of course not. You're not going to see what's really happening. That's been the case for a number of years. The Gulf War was a television war, and somehow 12 years later, it seems as if that's been stepped up.